Hi there, Pastor. Hi there, Church Leader. The Gospel is the good news message that God has given us the job of sharing with every person on our planet, so they have the option of faith in Christ before them. Our mission is to communicate while the Holy Spirit convicts the heart and the individual chooses for themselves. However, in different cultural contexts, the way that we communicate needs contextualizing. And adapting to our current cultural context in the West has been a struggle for many New Zealand Christians. In what ways has our culture changed? Well, postmodernism is a word most commonly used to describe it. To break it into its two parts, postmodernism is postmodernism. We are after modernism. Whatever modernism was, we're finished with it and we're over it. So it begs the question, what was modernism? Modernism was the belief that we humans could solve our own problems on this planet. It was the belief that scientists were well motivated and would end disease. It was the belief that psychologists, with their various behavioural science programs in our schools and prisons and welfare systems, would improve human behaviour. It was the belief that our Western politicians and preachers had our best interests at heart and were honest men and women with integrity speaking the truth. But then everyone messed up and promises were not fulfilled. We became sceptical of what these people called the truth or the answer. We began to think, it seems to me that it's more like their truth and their answer. And so now our culture thinks there's no real truth. Instead, we all have our own truth and we group together with people and communities who think like us. So you have your truth and I have mine, and I'm sure you've got good reasons for believing your truth, and I don't want to disrespect you. So how about we accept each other and our differences, because there's many truths, and this way we can live happily together. Three tenets of postmodernism, as summarized by Dr. David Geisler and adapted. First of all, a skepticism of truth claims. Our culture no longer trusts truth claims. They're viewed with suspicion. What you say is the truth is your truth. And if I push my truth on you, well, that's called intolerance, which is one of the worst kinds of evil. This leads to a relativistic view of morality, point two, because it follows that if there's no truth, there's no basis for absolute morals. So the old set of values that we had, they were based on the Christian belief, and we're over them as well. So we've been liberated, we've been freed from traditional values, and this has played itself out in the public sphere, in particular with regards to sexual values, with a lot of significant changes taking place in Western culture. And this scepticism of truth claims, this embracing of a relativistic view of morality, put together has resulted in an indifference toward religion. You see, it follows logically that if there's no truth, there's no reason to give time to considering the various truth claims. And this is why our culture is largely disinterested in investigating the truth claims of our faith as Christians. How sincerely or deeply has this postmodern way of thinking become embraced within our culture? Well, very deeply. Today, you could share your faith with a person and they might happily listen. They might even thank you afterwards, but they could walk away thinking, I'm so glad that person found what works for them. Isn't that great? So what's our response to postmodernism? I suggest we can still be effective, but we're going to need to learn a few things that we didn't need 40 years ago to be effective. I see four key areas that I believe we need to equip our church members in if we're to see them engage again with non-church people in discussing spiritual things in a relaxed way in the course of everyday life. First of all, the unchanging part, we need to know about the gospel and its centrality. No matter what happens in culture, the gospel is unchanging. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe, Romans 1:16. And it's a message that God stands behind because of his love, John 3:16. And he genuinely desires that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. So our people in our churches need to know what the gospel is and how to share it. But secondly, we need to understand the conversational approach. And this is a key area of learning, a key skill set, which is new to most church people. Through asking questions, Westerners are actually willing to engage certain conversations about spiritual things. And this can cause them to rethink some of their foundational beliefs or assumptions. It can be non-threatening and non-confrontational, and it can help them take steps toward faith in Christ. So we can teach our members not only about the gospel, but about conversational skills and perspectives, and this can make a difference. Thirdly, I believe we need to teach about a team-based approach to evangelism. There's been a lot of talk about relationship evangelism in the past, and I agree with the concepts of it. But to make a simple point, the easiest way to mobilise a relational outreach approach is to use our existing relational groups, namely the small groups in our churches. Within them, different members have different strengths and personalities, interests and resources, and these can be used. It can be fun and it can be very effective. So there's the centrality of the gospel, a conversational approach, a team-based approach. The fourth area to equip and teach our members in is dependence upon the Holy Spirit in all of this. While Jesus was an excellent conversationalist, I'm convinced the real key to his success in his conversations was his dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And while it might seem impossible to us to be as sensitive to the Spirit's promptings as he was, the fact is the Holy Spirit is with us just like the Holy Spirit was with them. The Holy Spirit is with every believer to lead us and guide us and speak to us. And he can speak to our hearts if we listen. We can still be effective today. That is the encouragement. But it's no longer just about the gospel. No, because we're inside a culture and we need to learn how to relate to people inside of this culture. So pastors, please equip your members with these perspectives and explain postmodernism to them. As they come to understand more clearly why some approaches aren't working, it will help them to better appreciate why other approaches might work. And new hope could be stirred that they could yet be effective in this culture as witnesses. And this will produce a new willingness to learn new things, opening a path before you. May the Lord make you effective in making your members effective.